So we read, continue reading from yesterday, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, text 40, I think.
40.
So we read today from 10 Canto, Chapter 8. Kim Swapna Etad Uta Devamaya Kimva Madhyo Bata Buddhi Moha Atho Amuseiva Mamarbhakasya Yaha Kaschana Utpatika Atma Yoga Kim Swapna Etat Uta Deva Maya Kim Va Madhyo Bata Buddhi Moha Atho Amusheiva Mamar Bhakasya Ya Kaschana Utpati Katma Yoga. Kim Veda Swapna, a dream. Etad, all this. Uta, or otherwise. Deva Maya, an illusory manifestation by the external energy. Kimba, or else. Madhyaha, my personal. Bata, indeed. Buddhi moha, illusion of intelligence. Atho, otherwise. Amusya, of such. Eva, indeed. Mama arbhakasya, of my child. Yah, which. Kaschana, some. Utpatika, natural. Atma, yoga, personal mystic power. Okay, dear devotees, please bless me so that we can represent Prabhupada, Vyasadeva, and we can speak on Bhagavatam this morning, Hare Krishna. So, retranslation. Mother Yasoda began to argue within herself, is this a dream or it is an illusory creation by the external energy? Has this been manifested by my own intelligence? Or is it some mystic power of my child? Perfect. When Mother Yasoda saw this wonderful manifestation within the mouth of her child, she began to argue within herself about whether it was a dream. Then she considered, I am not dreaming, because my eyes are open. I am actually seeing what is happening. I am not sleeping, nor am I dreaming. Then maybe this is an illusion created by Deva Maya. But that is also not possible. What business would the demigod have showing such things to me? I am an insignificant woman with no connection with the demigods. Why should they take the trouble to put me into Deva Maya? That also is not possible. Then Mother Yasoda considered whether the vision might be due to the bewilderment. I am fit in health. I am not diseased. Why should there be any bewilderment? It is not possible that my brain is deranged. Since I am ordinarily quite fit to think, then this vision must be due to some mystic power of my son, as predicted by Garga Muni. Thus, she finally concluded that the vision was due to her son's activities and nothing else. Very nice pastime. So we conclude, take example from yesterday's when we were discussing that how this chapter, this is Krishna's different activities and pastimes in Vrindavan in his childhood time, young boy, when he was little boy Krishna, he was playing with Balaram and many other cowherd boyfriends, Toka Krishna, Kinkini, Sudama, Madhumangal, Devaprista, Sudam, Shridam. They're little boys, they were playing, the children of other mothers, all the other gopis as well. So, usually the young children, they play, always parents give them something to eat, usually sweets and different kind of varieties of milk product they eat. So, while they were playing and at one point Krishna just bent down and he picked some soil and he put in his mouth and all the some of the boys were watching at him. And then Balaram, he became furious that how Krishna can eat this. So he ran to Mother Yashoda and complained that Krishna is eating dirt despite you gave so much sweets. So Mother Yashoda was very, she was struck in wonder that she was not so much worried that he ate the clay. But she was worried that Krishna is eating the clay, he will become sick. My son will become sick. If he eats sweets, it's okay. You know, I worked so hard to make these sweets and now he's eating clay. So she was worried. So she ran to the spot and she wanted to chastise Krishna. She chastised that these cowherd boys, they are telling me that you ate the dirt. So please, I want to see in your mouth if there is any dirt. So Krishna says, Mama, these old boys, they are liars. They are lying because we are playing. So sometimes they win, some we lose and win, lose and win. But sometimes because they don't like me, I'm playing with them, sometimes I win. So that's why they are liars. They are making some plan so that I can be beaten, chastised by you. So Mother Yashoda said, at this point he said here, Mother Yashoda came and said, she began to argue with herself. This is when she saw the universal form actually. And she said, Krishna, open your mouth. And as soon as Krishna opened her mouth, and it is said that Krishna actually ate the dirt and he was caught by Mother Yashoda and the cowherd boys, but he wanted to hide himself from Mother Yashoda. So he thought, I have to do quickly something, very quickly I have to do. So he get two of his shakti, you know, his internal shakti. He says he got his two of the shakti, then Mother get bewildered, then he created the universe. Means he saw the universal form inside his mouth. And in that universal form, yesterday it mentions, we were reading, there is a mountains, huge mountains, everything in the creation, all the greatest mountains in the universal structure, they were, she saw. She saw the huge, long, long, wide rivers. She saw all four directions of oceans. When we say, like, in this planet we have four oceans. What are they? Atlantic, Arctic, Pacific, and Indian oceans. So I go back again what I was speaking yesterday. Yesterday we said that there is this universe, our universe, which is we are here and Vrindavan is in this universe here. So this universe, the diameter is 4 billion miles and top to bottom is 14 planetary system. The top planet is Brahmaloka, then Tapaloka, Janaloka, Maharaloka, Dhruvaloka, Siddhaloka, Charanaloka. Then we have this earthly planet and then we have on the left side, we have Antariksh, a ghostly loka. And then we have earthly planet. And then we have Rasatal, Mahatal, Vital, Talatal, Rasatal, Talatal, and then Patal. Sutal, then Patal. Seven planetary systems in the up and down, 14 planetary systems. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, it explains that the bottom part which is a hellish. We say that the lower planetary systems are hellish, but there is subterranean heavenly planets. It's a heavenly planet, but it's subterranean, below our earthly. It's very rich, very opulent people. They enjoy senses so much. Even Bali Maharaj is living in Sutala Loka. Bali Maharaj, he was sent there to Sutala Loka. So below Patala Loka, 30 yojana below, go down. 30 yojana, one yojana is a Vedic calculation, which is one yojana is 8 miles. So 30 yojana bottom is a Garbhodak ocean, huge, gigantic ocean. We know that, Garbhodak, which is coming from Vishnu. This ocean is 249 million miles deep. And in this ocean, 249 million miles deep, in the bottom of the ocean, Hiranyaksha dropped our planet. Do you remember? Anyone remember how he threw our planet there? And who went to get from there? 249, it says in a Srimad Bhagavatam. And who is that? Varahadev. He picked the planet and he put it on his orbit. Back again. Exactly same place he put our planet. And he killed Hiranyaksha. He killed him in the sky actually. So imagine all these descriptions. This is what Mother Yasoda saw. She saw rivers, trees, mountains, living entities, three modes of material nature, the interactions, the Pradhan, the Brahman, everything coming from Brahman. Everything described in a Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Everything she saw. What else she saw? She saw the demigods. She saw demigods, many, many forms, many, many differences. And she was like this. Just only like this. Like, no, you know, when you got shocked, you hear something, some message. Or maybe sometime someone says that, oh, you got a lottery, 5 million or something. You got shocked. So she was worrying like this. And at this point, now here's the point comes. Mother Yasoda began to argue within herself. Oh, what's happening to me? Is this a dream? This is my child. I'm just seeing everything in my mouth of my child. This is Krishna. Please, Krishna, come back. He said, it is an illusory, she says, creation by the external energy. Is the external energy created some illusion? Has this been manifested by my own intelligence? I'm just thinking. Is this nothing there, but I'm just my imagination. I'm just thinking. There is a universal form in Krishna's mouth. I think it's just Krishna's mouth. Why I'm thinking like this? And then she said, oh, it is some mystic power by my child. Oh, now I know. She said, when there was an astrological calculation of my child, Gargamuni, our home priest, he said that this boy who is taking birth now, who is born, he will have a mystic powers. He will have a mystic powers. And then she thought, mystic powers? My child, he have a mystic powers? He don't know anything. When he is hungry, he run to me for the milk. When he's tired, he come in my lap and asking for the milk. And he don't know anything. He's helpless. How come he have a mystic power? So, you know, she rejected the propaganda or the astrological calculation of Gargamuni. He said, Gargamuni is nonsense. What he's saying is lie. You know, when there is a thunder and the lightning in the sky, Krishna running to me, he runs to me, and he comes in my lap. If he's a mystic power, he will control the thunder. So she was bewildered, and she was thinking like this. When Mother Yasoda saw this wonderful manifestation within the mouth of her child, she began to argue with herself about whether it was a dream. Then she considered, I am not dreaming. And then she says, what business would the demigod have showing to me? I have nothing to do with the demigods. I am an insignificant woman and no connection with me with the demigods. Demigods, go away from my mind. And she said, everyone go away from my mind. She was afraid and she was very, very worried that my child, what is happening to him? Why should they take trouble? Then Mother Yasoda considered whether the vision might be due to bewilderment. She was thinking, Am I bewildered? No, I'm okay. Am I sick? She was thinking, am I sick? But right now I'm okay. I don't have a headache. I don't have a dizziness. I am fit in my health. It is said here in Bhagavatam. And am I diseased? No, I'm okay. Why should there be any bewilderment? It is not possible that my brain is dearranged. Is my brain not working? Since I am ordinarily quite fit to think. He said, I can think. I can see things. Then this vision must be due to some mystic power of my son. Then she really realized it must be something Krishna did, which was true actually. She came to the conclusion herself that it must be Krishna's arrangement. I mean, he did something, my son. As perfected by... She accepted this. He now says, as perfected, predicted by Gargamuni. Gargamuni predicted, must be is Krishna. Thus, she finally concluded that the vision was due to her son's activities and nothing else. So, Krishna, so imagine, you have a son and he eats the dirt. You have a son right here in Ljubljana and he eats the dirt and you say, you know, your son's name is what? Tom, how you say language, you know, in your language, what's your name, son's name? Any son's name?
Yes.
Yeah, then, okay, so. So he say, open your mouth. And you he opens your mouth and you saw the whole universe. Who can do so the universal apart from Krishna? Does Brahma ever saw universal form? Shivji any saw universal form? Although Shivji is so, he can create the planet. Even Vishwamitra created the planet and he created the living entity. Right? But he created the planet by his mystic power. But he did not sow the universe in his mouth. Do we remember where else Krishna saw the universal form? Apart from this, Brahmanda Ghat in Vrindavan. This is happening in Brahmanda Ghat. Brahmanda means universe. Brahmanda Ghat in Vrindavan, very close to Gokul Mahavan. Gokul Mahavan is his house, Nanda Maharaja's house, where 64 pillars are there, 84 pillars. And then you go a little bit distance, there is a Yamuna River. And in the Yamuna River, on the bank, the place where Krishna actually saw the universal form. He was playing there with his cowherd boys. So there is another universal form we remember from 11th chapter Bhagavad Gita in Mahabharata. Virat Rupa, right? Virat Rupa, universal. It is quite universal form. And those forms was seen by whom? Who was that? Arjuna. But this form was seen by other pure devotees of Krishna as well. Some few who were in Mahabharata. Not Duryodhana. I think Duryodhana saw. No, I cannot speculate on that. But there is other people could not see. Namam duskri. No. Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samavritha. Mudho. Krishna says, the fools, they cannot see my any form. Although I am just there. Krishna was demonstrating, exhibiting his universal form in Mahabharata, Kurukshetra. But many thousands of people cannot see. But some were seeing. Many of them they saw, the devotees of Krishna, who were favorable to Krishna. So when we are favorable to Krishna, Krishna shows this mystic potencies to us. And he keeps that feeling, understanding. But when we are inimical to Krishna, although he demonstrates before us, we cannot see. So here in Vrindavan, he is showing this form and then Mother Yashoda is so shocked, what's happening? Then the next part is, Krishna thought that my mom is so bewildered. You know, it's only my mother, Mother Yashoda. I have to do something very quickly. So he quickly closed his mouth. When he closes, she was just like, close her eyes and she's just crying. She, Mother Yashoda, she was praying, oh my Lord Vishnu, now I cannot understand. Please, I am surrendering to you. When Krishna was showing the universal form, he said, please, please, Lord Vishnu, protect my son, protect my son. He says, I was thinking that I am mother of Krishna and I am the queen of Vrindavan and my husband, Nanda Maharaj, is the king of Vrindavan And all this property, all these crops, all this milk product, all this farm, all this whole Vrindavan, everybody is our property. This is what I was thinking all this time. But oh my Lord Vishnu, this is all your property. Please protect us. Protect my child. And he was thinking, I'm the queen of Vrindavan and my husband is a king. And all these 900,000 cows is my property. And she was just praying to Lord Vishnu like this. Keep praying. Whom she's praying? She's praying to Krishna. And she said, protect my son. And then when Krishna saw that my mother is bewildered, and she's praying to Lord Vishnu like this, and she's afraid. So I will lose my cuddling. My cuddling mother Yashoda kiss me every day, she cuddled me, she play with me. I am her child. I will lose all this vatsalya relationship. What is happening to my mother? You know, I don't want she to worship me like Vishnu. So immediately he just closed his mouth. As soon as he closed his mouth, you know, all this sakti gone, everything gone, and Mother Yashoda opened the mouth, eyes. She opened the eyes. Hey, Lala, what happened to you? What was that? She was shaking her head. What happened? He said, Krishna with his finger touched mommy's face. He said, mommy, nothing happened. What happened? I don't know. He said, I don't know what happened. The small children. Imagine just a small little boy, Aishwarasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yasasya, Sriya, Gyan, Vairagyoschaiva, Sannam, Bhagaitigana. Krishna is most beautiful, most powerful, most wealthiest, most famous, most renowned, most knowledgeable. Everything most. And Prabhupada said that if anybody is very rich, the richest in this planet, like Elon Musk, you know, Ben Jeff, whatever. And there's another Indian guy from India, Advani. He was on actually second stage. But what is their wealth? 2 billion? Who can be more wealthiest than Krishna? Where did Krishna demonstrate the power of wealth in India? Anyone can tell? Very simple one. When Jarasandh attacked Krishna in Vrindavan, he brought 18 times he attacked Krishna's soldiers and he attacked the Mathura Vasis, the residents of Mathura. He wanted to destroy them. So he attacked 18 times, but Krishna destroyed Jarasandh's army 18 times. And then next day, Kalyavana was coming, another great soldier with 30 million soldiers. Krishna destroyed them all. So before Kalyavana actually arrived, Krishna and Balaram thinking that Jarasandh is attacking 18 times. Now tomorrow is Kalyavana coming with 30 million soldiers. What shall we do? We have to protect the Mathura residents, our devotees. So Krishna just opened his eyes and he closed his eyes in front of Balaram. Balaram said, what shall we do? Just by the time when he opened and closed in Dwarka in the middle of the ocean, there was 100 square mile land was created. In that land, the same day in the evening, in the night, by the power of Krishna and Vishwakarma, who Krishna used Vishwakarma, he created the city only overnight. You read in the Krishna book. It's there in Mogarga Samhita there. He created a Dwarka city. That city was incomparable. There's no city existing like this in the entire unlimited universe. This was very expensive. Everything was made with the gold, diamond, emeralds, tusks. It's written there in Krishna book. We never see these kind of things here these days. And there was, how many palaces were there? Anyone remembers? How many palaces were there? Palaces. 900,000 palaces. And he had 16,108 wives. And every wife had 10 sons and 1 daughter. And who was his principal wife? Rukmini and Satyabhama. And Rukmini has 10 children. You want to hear the name? Charu, Sudesna, Pradyumna, Vicharu as well. Yes. Yeah, one day I asked my Guru Maharaj, what is the meaning of my name? So for a long time he gave initiation but no meaning. So I said, why the one is meaning? The meaning means consideration. There are few meaning, expert, beauty, consideration. But then I found out, one day I was reading Krishna book. It says, the names of Shri Panch Tattva Ki Jai. So there was a names of Charu, Sudesna, Charu Gupta, Vicharu, Charu. Then I said, Vicharu? Oh. Then I saw, is this the name? Which is my name? He said, yeah, that's your name. So he says, here, and then he created the Dwarka city in the middle of the ocean. Imagine. And then Krishna saw the power. He lifted the Govardhan hill. When he was how many years boy? 7 years. 7 years boy, something? 7 days, seven night. 7 days, seven night. He was standing with the left hand. Imagine. And that's the power of Krishna, and Dwarka is a wealth. Let's go slowly. What about the knowledge? Bhagavad Gita is a famous in the upper planetary systems, on the planet, and the lower planetary systems. Everywhere is Bhagavad Gita, but Bhagavad Gita in Brahma Loka is like the size of this house. Huge. Because there's big people, big books, everything big there in the heavenly planet. And renunciation, he was going with millions of his devotees and he left them all of a sudden and renounced and gone. That's renunciation and the wealth. And what else was there? Kirti, his Krishna is most famous. Most famous, most wealthiest, most renounced, most powerful. We said that he killed many, many demons. And most beautiful, no one like Krishna. Krishna is always little boy, little kid, and so charming. What is that slok? Kandar pakoti kamaniyam visesa sobam govindamadi purusam tamaham bhajami panthastu koti satavatsara sampragamyo vayo rathapi manusumani pungavana soyapi yad prapadasimya vichinta tatve govindamadi purusam. By the speed of the mind, the yogis, rishis, munis, sages, incarnations, we cannot understand Krishna. Advaitam achyutam anadim. He have unlimited forms. These are the descriptions how Krishna is Supreme Lord. So here you go. When Mother Yashoda said like, and Krishna say, oh, nothing happened. Imagine, just to make Mother Yashoda forget that there was a clay in his mouth, he saw the whole universal form. But he did it to demonstrate that the same little boy, baby Krishna, is the supreme creator of the unlimited universes. Yesterday I was telling that I read one book. It is said that 3,192,000,000,000 material universes we have. I read in one Gaudiya book. There is some cosmology there. And this all universes are material, and every universe is a different Brahma. Our Brahma, how many head? 4. What about next one? 10. Another one? 200. Another one? 1,000. Another one? 1,000,000. Another one? Trillion. Like this. Brahma, imagine. So, the universes are very big. So, imagine we are so small. If you take this universe created by Krishna, we are very small. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any points on this? And then from here goes another pastime, which is actually Damodar. It will come. Damodar Leela. He's in, you know, time and time again he was showing the Leela, Krishna. Thus to attract the conditioned soul. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvataha takta deham puna janma neti mameti so Arjuna. Prabhupada gave so much to us. As we were discussing the other day, he gave the whole monopoly to us. Everything, all Bhagavatam, all the stories where he's speaking, where he's coming from. We never knew anything before. Actually, if you see the relation, who we all are, we don't know, we're living in another part of the world, right? This is Slovenia, I'm from Fiji, somebody's from America, somebody from Sweden. But we don't know, we only know four things. There is four things every day we know. Meat eating, gambling, illicit sex, intoxication. That's what we know. This is our like a center of life. That was, right? And now we know all this knowledge. And who actually supposed to read this knowledge? Only pure devotees, paramahamsas. Nigama kalpataror galitam phalam sukhamukhad dharavam pivata bhagavatam. Paramahamsams. This is for paramahamsas, pure devotees, all paramahamsa devotees. This is only for Prabhupada can read. And all the other like person like Prabhupada. But that is given to us, a new person in the street, new person who is already doing these four things, meat, gambling, illicit, and we give him that this book, direct book, which is only given by paramahamsas. As soon as a new person touch outside, he say, "Whoa, you're contaminated, you can't touch this." But they are given, and now we are all here. We were like one of them, right? This is given to us. When I was young boy, we were reading Ramayana. My father was always reciting Ramayana. He said that, "Today you are contaminated. Don't touch the Ramayana. Chastise me." One day he chastised me. He said, "Don't touch the Ramayana. You are contaminated." So I was thinking, I didn't touch the Ramayana. Because you cannot open, you know, in Hindi culture, Indian culture is like a hodgepodge. We worship all the demigods and then we have so much respect, but we contaminate ourselves as well. Then only one day on Tuesday, means tomorrow, only Tuesday, just like, you know, we go to church on Sunday. So on Tuesday in our culture, we do recite Ramayana. That day, no contaminants, no meat eating, nothing. Clean, be clean. Just to open and read. So that means you only read whole Ramayana, the Ramayana only one day. How can you have a knowledge? From this Tuesday to next Monday, you contaminate with all the bad things, take all the sinful, you know, all the karma. And how can you understand Ramayana on Tuesday? What you see there? If you read Ramayana and if you eat meat, every single sentence you would see the meat. You see the drug. All four things we don't follow. But we are from like kind of Indian background, so generally we follow practically all rules. But people eat meat and everything. We have our country is a little bit primitive. There is no slaughterhouse, there is no brothels. It's a touristic place, but people eat chicken and goat. Here there is no goat in Slovenia, no? Not existing?
It existed, but not so popular to eat.
Yeah. Imagine this book, Higher Taste, you know the Higher Taste book? We should give this book to everyone, so much. So this Higher Taste book is very, very good. We should give it to everyone. And this book describes that how to cook vegetarian food. You know this Higher Taste book? We distribute, right? A lot of this book. And we are all doing contamination, but then as we take care of by Prabhupada. Imagine Prabhupada, this is what I'm talking about, monopoly. What Prabhupada gave, no one in a history. I met many, many, many people in our world travel. So many people. One time I met three Adventists, you know, from Catholic extracted Adventists. They told me about 40 minutes, they convinced me that they don't take any, for they follow four rules. They follow four rules. But then I was really, you see, you look so bright, I said, very nice. They took our book in Oxford, in England. They took a book from us, even they gave donation. But they said that, you know, when Prabhupada arrived in America, he said that, "Swamiji, Intoxication is okay, meat eating is okay, gambling is okay, but drop one thing. And Prabhupada said that if I drop that one, then I can make everyone in the planet a devotee of Krishna. But I will not do that. If I drop that one, and I let you follow, then what's the point for me to come? If I drop illicit sex, and I'm not a real follower of Bhaktisiddhanta, my Guru Maharaj. So he said, no, very strict, like this. So, this is for purification to understand Krishna. So, now the point is, how do we become acquainted with devotional service? Just follow Prabhupada. Just what Prabhupada said, we try to follow every day. Okay. Any other point? Any other points on this? Finish. Krishna, universal form, pastimes. Yesterday I was checking the statistic. I used to, usually online study the statistics of the world. What is happening? A little bit. So yesterday's barometer, and the barometer means the statistic, it is said that 338 billion illicit money, illicit drugs expended, utilized on this universe. 338 billion illicit drugs per year. 1 year. Right? And what is that? Illicit drug? Intoxication in our rule. Right? Let's go one by one. 338 billion. And then I saw it is said $100 billion dollars used in a gambling per year. $100 billion per year gambling. I just saw a statistic last night. I check always. So this is gambling. And 40 million abortion per year. Just yesterday's statistics per 1 year abortion. That's what? Illicit sex. And this is drugs. By drug I said, illicit drug, illicit sex and gambling. And now one left, meat eating. Meat eating is too much. Even China themselves, only one China country, they kill 10 billion animals per year. Where they come from? So huge. Yesterday I saw the animal killing, it was trillion per year. So you may be thinking how this is happening. This happened, they have a slaughterhouse, so they just throw the animals there. And who are the major animals they kill? Our mother. Who is our mother? A cow. And if eight people are considered part of the sinful karma of killing a cow. And those eight people, the person who raised the cow, the person who sell the cow, the person who killed the cow, eat the cow, you know, and sell it. So all these people have to take the birth as thousands and millions of hair in the body of a cow. That much time have to take birth. But here's a conclusion. Don't worry. I met one devotee in Nepal. So he said, Nepalese, they utilize buffalo. You know buffalo? So I say, what is buffalo? What is the history of a buffalo? He said, buffalo is a carrier, is a transport of a demigod. So that means you kill and eat the transport of a demigod, which is buffalo. He said, now we become devotee. So it's very, very... intense. But just that's why Prabhupada works so hard to spread Krishna consciousness. Whatever situation we had before, as soon as we take a holy name, we're happy. And purification starts from there. Sometimes we feel like that we don't want to be initiated. It's very difficult, yeah. He says, I am so sinful, why to be initiated? Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan se kale krishna kare atma sama. Imagine millions of births we went and did so many times we had a family, children, house, relationship constantly. And then so many life activities of sinful, living separate interest from Krishna, living sinful life. Just only one life Prabhupada gave, only one process. And he gave the Supreme Lord, Supreme Mantra, Supreme Book and deity, in the deity form. And only the society, which is like an escalator, like a, not a step, but escalator, like, you know, the one you go to the shop, goes very fast. And this is Krishna consciousness, but still we don't want to purify. So here, when we come after all this pap, so many pap, when we come there, Prabhupada, through Guru Parampara, he gives us Guru to take initiation. So your karma burns in the fire of yajna when the initiation happens. Your karma burns from there, but Krishna keeps the vestiges, some remnants, for you to get work for that, purify. So when you come to Hare Krishna like a new bhakta, you feel very happy. You feel very fired up. You're chanting very nice. You can feel Krishna. You start worshipping everyone's feet. You're cleaning everyone's pot and you become very humble. And then Krishna kind of little bit he sends you, give you himself. But then after that he disappear. And then he say, okay, I can see that you have a love for me. So now if you love me, please do something for me. Means purify yourself. Such a nice circle. So we should not, we are in the process of loving, we should not leave Krishna. We should be chased to the goal that I will get him there. So this is the duty of Prabhupada. Very high responsibility. He gives us Guru Parampara, pure Guru Parampara, very empowered. Then he gave us Guru, Diksha Kale Bhakta Kare Atma Samarpan, Sei Kale Krishna Kare Atma Sama. The day we take initiation, Krishna, this is what Krishna says, the day you take initiation, bhakta ben, bhakta tom, the day you take initiation, you become like me. Imagine, this is Krishna is saying. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan, the day we give our soul to a guru, diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan, sei kale krishna kare, that Krishna says, that person who is taking initiation, he is just like me. Imagine, I love him. So first Krishna said the day of initiation that Bhakta Tom, I love you. So now means we have to work for that to give love to Krishna whole life. That's initiation means. Means, what is the love? Follow discipline. Disciple means follow discipline. And then this way we get purified. And we know that Prabhupada also said that, please, whatever happens, just like small children, it's like ISKCON is like a hospital. You know, sometimes we weak, sometimes good, sometimes, but we stay in the hospital. Sometimes we not good, fired up, not fired up. Happens all the time. But we stay with the devotees, Sangha, because devotees will protect us. This is only, there is no other chance. As I mentioned, again, go back to the monopoly. Who will protect us? The Supreme Lord Krishna and His pure devotees, all the pastimes, scriptures, prasadam, harinam, the deities, Prabhupada, the Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Murti Seva, Mathuravas. These five things will protect us. It is happening here. Every Mangalarti. Jai Panchtattva ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.